Roger Johnson, President, National Farmers Union.
You're not going to be seeking re-election at the National Farmers Union meeting this year. And tell us a little bit why and, why you chose to not seek re-election.
I'm old, and it's time to quit working and spend more time with the grandkids and travel around the country and see some national parks with my wife, Anita, and spend more time on a bike.
Sounds like you've got a whole bunch planned for retirement. So maybe not sticking in ag or going back to work in ag. You think you'll just kind of relax, or do you see yourself staying in agriculture?
I may end up doing bits and pieces here and there, but it's nothing that I'm going to be seeking out. If there's something that I can do to help folks, I'm always interested in doing that. But it's time for me to retire and let somebody else take the reins here.
Roger, you served as Farmers Union president since 2009. That's 11 years. That's a long time, Roger. What's been the most significant change that you've seen at Farmers Union in those 11 years?
Well, on the national level, the big change is that when I came here, right prior to me coming here, in fact, the board had voted to close the Denver office, and so, but that transition had not yet occurred, and so I spent the first couple of years really focusing on staffing up. As it turned out, I mean, our headquarters office was always in Denver. That's where most of the employees were, but as it turns out, none of those employees opted to relocate to Washington, D.C., so that really meant sort of, a truckload of files that ended up at the office in D.C. and hiring a whole bunch of new staff. So that really was the big focus internally in the organization. But it was also leading up to the consideration of what was supposed to have been the 2012 Farm Bill, ended up being the 2014 Farm Bill. Folks may remember that there was a lot of sort of political instability during these times. This was the big budget showdown between then President Obama and the Congress. And so there was an attempt to write a farm bill very, very quickly, which really sort of upset the traditional politics of how you build coalitions to do a farm bill, because that template got set actually in 2012 based on a budget resolution. And then subsequently it was changed a couple of different times, and ultimately we ended up with the 2014 Farm Bill. This was a really tough period to write farm legislation because this was a relatively high price period. 2012 was a drought year, so we saw prices go very high, and during high prices, there's always this focus on, well, we don't need to worry about excess supplies. Everything is short, so let's just, So it was just hard to get the political will behind the coalition that's generally needed to pass a farm bill, and ultimately it took a couple years for that to happen. So those are, some of the big things. The more recent farm bill in 2018 was smoother, and in large part because I think the 2014 farm bill wasn't as well thought out as it should have been. That was certainly the case for dairy, as we saw a lot of strain. The other big change, I would say, that has happened is pretty much ever since 2013. So for about the last 7 years, we've seen declining net farm incomes. Now, this last year, it nudged a bit higher, but that was exclusively the result of MFP payments, which were not budgeted, not anticipated. That came on top. But were it not for that, we would continue to be looking at lower net farm income numbers. And so that's, that's kind of the story of the last 11 years that I've been.
What legacy do you want to leave at National Farmers Union?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good question. Folks need to understand that, you know, I've been a Farmers Union member all my life. I mean, I grew up in the organization. North Dakota is a really strong Farmers Union state. When I served as Ag Commissioner in North Dakota for a dozen years, that was only made possible because of Farmers Union. It was Farmers Union members who convinced me to run way back in 1996, and a lot of those folks who worked on my campaigns, and it was some of those same folks who asked me to run for National Farmers Union President. What I'm most proud of here is sort of maintaining our legacy of standing up for family farmers, fighting for rural communities. Farmers Union takes a different approach than most of the other ag groups. You know, this city is full of advocates for commodities, a lot of commodity groups who tend to look more at the commodity than the individual farmer. And then there are other groups who tend to look more at the agribusiness side of things. We look at the individual family farmers and the rural communities, and that leads us to advocate strongly for good-paying jobs, for health care, for quality of life kind of issues, because if there's anything true about farmers, most of us need off-farm income in order to farm. And so we really look at sort of the whole picture, and we fight for family farmers, we fight for competition in the marketplace. That's why we organize a lot of cooperatives. We stand behind the science and want agriculture to be an important voice in the climate change debate. It's who we are. It's who we fight for that I think is most important, and that's for our members who are family farmers and live in rural communities.
What advice would you give the next NFU president?
You follow the membership. I mean, if there's anything true about Farmers Union, it is that our members dictate our policy. And that's the principal reason that we have an annual convention, which starts end of this week with the preliminary meetings in Savannah, Georgia. The principal reason is to bring our delegates in to debate the policy book that we end up adopting. It's a couple hundred pages of language on all different kinds of issues. And it's really important that we adhere as strictly as possible to that policy book. And that, if I'm going to give any incoming president any advice, it is simply understand that policy book and make sure you stay true to the policy wishes and demands of our membership, because that's who we are as an organization. And you know, at the end of the day, these folks are pretty wise. They put us on the right side of all these public policy issues.